Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have not caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Lord, we thank you for your word. That's your word, O God, and give us deep understanding. And help me, Lord, to deliver your message, O God. Let everyone who hear be blessed. We thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We know very good things here that we have observed from the message, that the Lord had moved to Simon Peter. And God is moving toward you. He is entering your life in order to bless you. He entered the boat of Simon Peter, or he may enter your shop, or the place that you work, or the place of your living, because God wants to bless you. And that morning, that day, Simon was with empty nets, and there are a lot of requirements. He has a family, he has partners, he may have things he needs to do with the fish, to sell the fish and to get the income so he can help himself and he can live. But he was without fish that morning. He worked hard, and you may work hard, but unless Jesus comes into your life, you will not be blessed. You may work many years without faith. Your work is a manual work. As long as it is not in faith in God, there will be no blessing in your life. The Lord God had given to Simon Peter here three main blessings. And we're going in this message to discuss the blessings that God gave to Simon Peter that day. The first blessing is a spiritual blessing. Spiritual blessing that enter your life is the first blessing that God will give to you. In which way God had blessed Simon spiritually? He blessed him first with repentance. With repentance. How we know that Simon Peter repent, and what was his sin? What was the sin of Simon Peter? His sin was lack of faith. He does not have faith in the Lord. So we found that when the Lord had blessed him with a big catch of fish and the two boats were almost sunk down because there's a large amount of fish, Simon Peter kneeled down at the feet of Jesus and he told him, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." What was his sin? His sin was lack of faith. Lack of faith. Many of us, they live their life on a manual level. They have faith in their work. They have faith in their company. They have faith in their mind. They have faith in their power. They can live by their own power. But here, we cannot live unless we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We live by faith, not by sight. Life of anxiety, life of anger, life of doubt is sin, and we need to repent. We need to repent. That's why the Lord teaches us how to pray when he say to us the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. How many of us pray daily, give me today my daily bread? No, we don't pray because I have salary, or because somebody is cooking for me, because food is coming to me. But the food will not come unless God ordained it. Amen? God ordained the blessing. But we don't have faith. We have faith on people. We have faith on money. But we don't have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Which time we will have it? When nothing is there and God will provide. Then we know that He is alive. He is entering our life to bless us. The first blessing that He gave to Simon Peter is repentance. Simon Peter was a man who trusts his own power at that scene, that whole night they were working. But even you work whole night, you will work all your life if you don't have a true faith in God that He will provide for you. You will not able to get anything. So the first blessing that God wants to give you today, you need to repent, not depend on your own power. Depend on the Lord. We have to work hard. We have to move. But our trust is on Jesus. Amen? We have to work hard. We have to do the work of God. We have to sustain our families, to do whatever required. But we trust no one but the Lord Himself for the provision. Amen? As Abraham said to his son Isaac, the Lord will provide. Amen? He has faith that the Lord will provide at the proper time. And in the 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Everything we need, God will provide if I live my life unto Him. If we live our life for the Lord, He had already sent the provision. At the day, at the appointed time, that the need will be raised up, the provision will be there in my life. The second spiritual blessing that God gives to Simon Peter, and He wants to give you today, is that the Lord told him, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. As Simon Peter repents from his sin, lack of faith in God and in Jesus Christ, and lack of trust in Him, from that day, God will use him to evangelize. God will use him to tell his testimony. God will use him to go and catch people and bring them to Christ. Amen? What he will tell them? He will tell them, one day in the morning, when we work whole night, we did not get anything, but Jesus entered our life, and He filled our boats and our nets with fish. That is his testimony. And by this testimony, He will invite people to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. God will do in your life a miracle, and this miracle shall bring you near to Christ our Lord. And from this day on, I believe that God is calling some of you to serve Him and to bring others into the kingdom of God, because there is no other way to enter heaven. As the Lord say, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is no other way to go to heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are the mouthpiece of God. We proclaim His word and His name to the nations. Amen? This is in regard to the spiritual blessing. Now we will go to the second blessing that He gave the Lord to Simon Peter. He gave him material blessing. Material blessing. At that morning he has no fish. But when the Lord told him, let down the nets, and when they draw the Yes, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Unexpected blessing. From whatever source that you get the blessing, God will provide for you. You may be in need. You may be in difficulty. You may be asking how I can pay all these bills and how I can solve all this problem. Problem back home, problem here. Bills need to be paid there. Needs that have been raised and have to fulfill it. But you need to trust God that God will also bless you materially. He will bless you materially. He will fill your nets, all your nets, from whatever your expectation that finances will come or a provision will come, it will come. Amen?
Yes, amen.
That is the message. God wants us to trust Him that even material blessing He is going to give us. He may promote you, He may give you another job, or He may keep you in the same job, but He will give you another way to save money. And He will direct you. That is the work of God. So the second blessing that we receive from the Lord today is material. A blessing, physical, our physical need to be satisfied. And the Lord will provide for our physical needs. Now the third blessing that Jesus Christ gave to Simon Peter that morning. The Lord Christ took out Peter from the dilemma that he was passing through. What was his problem that morning? There was no fish in the nets. And